This is a special breaking news update from Up First and NPR News. The United Kingdom has a new prime minister. The ruling Conservative Party made the announcement in London this morning.
Therefore, I give notice that Boris Johnson is elected as the leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party.
That was the moment it happened. NPR's Joanna Kakissis is in London watching it all unfold. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning, Rachel.
So the big announcement came. Boris Johnson then addressed the country. What did he say?
So he talked about unifying the Conservative Party. He said it's a party that has always known what's best for the country and has delivered it over the past 200 years. And he believes Brexit is what's best for the UK right now, even though Britain is deeply divided over it. And there are dire economic warnings about exiting the European Union without a deal. So he said this morning in his speech, he said he wrote a piece in a British newspaper describing the daunting circumstances facing the new prime minister. And this was his response.
Well, I look at you this morning and I ask myself, do you look daunted? Do you feel daunted? I don't think you look remotely daunted to me. And I think that we know that we can do it and that the people of this country are trusting in us to do it. And we know that we will do it.
So he sounds like a man who is very prepared to do this with what he has said repeatedly is a can-do attitude.
But does he have a mandate? I mean, we should remember he was selected by a ballot vote within his own Conservative Party, but only 160,000 people in the party voted. So is he capable of unifying the country?
So that's the big question right now. And there are concerns that he's not capable of doing that. He's a divisive figure here in Britain. A lot of people find his style very off-putting. They find him unprepared. They find that he makes decisions based on his gut and not on the details. And Brexit is an issue that needs details. It needs somebody who's interested in process and who's not interested in just the showboating aspect of politics, which Boris Johnson's detractors say he's more fond of. So, that's a big question mark right now.
So Brexit, I mean, let's just talk about this for a minute. This is the issue right now. This is the problem that defeated Theresa May. It will now undoubtedly vex to some degree her successor, Boris Johnson. He claims he's the one to make it happen. How much of his hardline approach to Brexit had to do with his selection as the new prime minister?
Well, you know, Conservative Party members who voted for Brexit were really tired of this process taking so long. It was just long, drawn out, you know, bewildering. And, you know, they just want it to end. They want a timetable. They want a specific timetable. They want to know when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen. And Boris Johnson has promised that the UK is going to exit the European Union by October 31st, do or die. And that was very appealing to Conservative Party members who are just tired of sort of this never-ending Brexit story.
So those who don't like Boris Johnson in the UK and also don't like President Trump liken Johnson to the American president. They are both political showmen. They're both populists. But there are differences as well between the two leaders, are there not?
Yes. Yeah, Boris Johnson, and we saw this today in the speech, he's known for making very funny, highly literate, very smart speeches. He's very politically savvy. He's very well read. He went to Britain's top boarding school, Eton. He went to Oxford University.
He is an elite.
He's absolutely one of Britain's elite. And he cultivates this everyman image of being chronically underprepared and even bumbling. But at heart, he is a very well-educated, very privileged, and very smart guy.
And controversial, although a long experience in politics. The mayor of London and served as the foreign secretary under Prime Minister Theresa May. Joanna Kakissis, watching all of this in London. We appreciate it, Joanna. Thank you.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thanks for listening to this special update. You can go to npr.org and also tune into your NPR station for live coverage of this developing story.